Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for getting connected to eBay. This is Ethan. How can I help you?
Oh, okay. No, because I just got a message and ordered, I don't know, about something being purchased. I just wanted to delete it. You press 1 or 2?
Okay, let me explain you, ma'am, what's happening. Like, as I can check in my database, yesterday there was an order. And the order is a mobile phone. Okay, which cost around $300. So that is the reason you are getting the call, ma'am. So you want to continue with the order or you want to cancel it?
Well, I don't know. I didn't do it, but I don't know if someone else has from my family.
From your family. Okay.
What was the phone? What kind of phone?
It's a Samsung mobile phone, ma'am. Samsung.
No, cancel it, please.
Cancel.
Yes.
So, let me check. And what was the last time you had did online shopping, dear?
I haven't for a while.
Okay.
I've been away, that's why. I haven't been here. We went away.
Okay. Now, let me tell you one thing, ma'am. As we are saying that you had not placed any order from your end. So there can be a possibility might somebody is trying to misuse with your personal details. Okay. Because when I checked the database, yesterday there was a transaction. And the transaction was from 2 unknown locations. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's been found on the account. One location is coming from South Africa. Second location is coming from Indonesia. So have you ever been to those countries? In the past, that for business?
No.
Okay. So, this is the main concern, ma'am. Okay. And yesterday, the transaction was tried to done around 4 to 5 times. Okay. This is the main thing. So, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to pass this request to the senior technical team.
Mm-hmm.
So, according to that, we can block all the hackers if there will be any active hackers found. And we are also going to block all the orders which have been found over the network. Okay.
Okay.
Lovely.
All right. Thank you.
Not finished, dear. Listen to me.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Now, the thing is, ma'am, if you want to check if there are any active hackers or not, we have to connect you to the secure server. Okay, eBay secure server. So, the mobile phone which you are using, it's an Android phone or it's an Apple phone?
Apple.
Apple, okay. And have you ever connected your mobile phone in public Wi-Fi for personal use?
Yes, I have, yes. We were overseas,
You were overseas also, okay. There can be also a reason my hackers has been get connected on your devices.
Okay.
Yeah. So, do one thing, ma'am. Just put me on a speaker and go back in your mobile phone. And there will be an application that is called App Store. Open it up. App Store. Sure.
Yes, I press the App Store.
Okay, once you press the App Store, ma'am, right hand side down corner, can you see there is a magnifying glass symbol to search?
Okay. Right hand. There's a what? There's a what?
There is a magnifying glass symbol, ma'am, to search.
Okay. Yes. One moment.
Okay.
There's no magnifying glass on this screen.
Okay, are you on the App Store?
Yes.
Okay, right hand side top.
Up the top, yeah.
Okay, at very top, can you see any magnifying glass symbol? Top right hand side.
No, there's nothing, no.
Mm-hmm.
There's three phones.
Mm-hmm.
And allow notifications is open.
Okay. Okay, read me out more.
Yeah, what else? Time sensitive notifications.
Okay.
Show previews.
Like, are you on App Store, ma'am? App Store.
Yeah, APP Store.
Yes, App Store. Like, you are not on the Google.
Yeah, not the Google, no.
Okay.
I went into where you find the App Store notifications. Is that right?
No, see, I will explain you, okay. When you will be on the home page of on your mobile screen, okay, there are different applications.
Okay.
Yes. There will be different application, okay. From that application, there will be a application that is called App Store. It's a blue color icon.
Okay, one moment.
Sure.
The middle mobile phone says notification center. Will I press on that?
No, dear. No.
No? Okay.
No.
I'll go back. Yeah, that is the blue app. It's a blue one.
It's a blue. It's written A, like A for A. Alpha, right?
A, yeah.
Okay. Click on it, open it up. You done, ma'am?
Yes. It just says new features, recommendations, stuff like that.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Now, right hand side down corner. Can you see there is a magnifying glass symbol to search? There will be a magnifying glass symbol.
No, there's no magnifying glass. There's no magnifying, it just says done on the right hand side.
Okay, click on done.
Okay, now it's come up.
Okay.
There's a search.
Now, yeah, click on search. That's lovely.
Okay.
Now, did you
search?
Okay, now on the search box, type it over there. I will spell it out for you one by one for your convenience.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. That's lovely. Now, the first letter will be A, like A for alpha, letter A.
Yeah, capital or small?
Doesn't matter, ma'am, but all the letters will be in the same row. Like, all will be capitals or all will be small.
Okay.
So, you can use, okay. Then N. N for November. N.
Yes.
Then Y for Yankee. Y.
Yes.
Then D for David. D.
Yep.
Then E for echo. E.
Yep. Yep.
Then S for sugar. S.
Yes.
Then K for kilo. K.
Yep.
It will be any desk. A-N-Y. Okay, that's lovely. Now click on search.
Yep.
Once you click on search, you will get a number of application. You have to go for any desk remote desktop. Can you see that?
Any desk access now?
Yeah, below what you can see.
Remote desk, yeah, get.
It's a red color application.
Remote?
Yes, yes. Yeah, it's a red color application. It has a white shaped diamond in it, right?
Yes, yes. Will I press get or press on get?
Get.
Yeah.
Now install.
Yep.
Once you will see open, just let me know, dear, okay?
Yeah, it's open. It says Apple ID. I have to put in.
Okay. Sure. Take your time.
I have to find what's the Apple ID. I have to find the Apple ID. How do I get back into it?
You don't remember your Apple ID, ma'am?
I do now, but I found it. Like, I have it somewhere, that's why.
Okay, now
how do
you
I
want
get
to...
back on the screen?
Okay. You want to open up the AnyDesk application, right?
Yes, yes.
Back to... Okay, lovely. Not an issue. Are you on the home page where you can see all your icons?
Yes.
Okay. Now, just have a look on your swipe up the pages. There will be a new application that is called AnyDesk. Just have a look. If you will not find, open up the App Store.
Yes, I found it on the App Store. Press get again.
No. You will see open, not get. It's already been downloaded.
So what do I do?
Okay, press on what you can see, get or open?
Get.
It's what is written, any desk, remote, desktop?
Yes.
Click on get.
Okay, yep, I got it.
Lovely.
I'm signing in, but it's not right, it's saying.
What it's saying, dear?
It's not going through. I don't know why.
Either the Apple ID is wrong or either the password is wrong. Make sure you are putting the both things correctly.
Yeah, it's still not going through. I don't know why.
Okay. Like, have you, did you remember your Apple ID?
Yes, I've got it, yes.
It's correct, right? Which you have written, it's a correct Apple ID.
Yes.
That means there is a password problem, I think.
Okay.
Okay, apart from this mobile phone, do you have a computer or laptop?
I've got an iPad, yes.
Okay, iPad. Did you remember the Apple ID and password in your iPad?
Would it be the same? I don't know.
Okay, you don't know. Because, okay, we shall try in your iPad, okay?
One minute.
Sure.
Do I have to go through this all now, or what can I do? Oh, goodness. Can I do something else? Like?
Yes, ma'am. Like? Yes, yes.
Yeah, like, you know, my son can do it later, or let me see the Apple ID here. What do I go to on the iPad?
App Store.
Yeah, I did.
Can you see the search? Right inside the
search. Yep.
Then type AnyDesk, AnyDesk. AnyDesk.
No, it's not doing the password too. Maybe I can get my son to get it all done or something, call up and find out what's happening.
It's not like that, ma'am, because you are the one of the users, right?
Yes.
This is the main thing. So this is the main thing, ma'am. Just try. Don't get anxious. Just try.
Okay. Thank you. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, no, it's still not working.
Still not working. Don't do anything then. Okay, do one thing.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, I'll have to find out what's happening. Yeah, all right. Like, I'll find that into my account or do what?
Okay, just to be on that, ma'am, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to pass this call to the senior technical team, okay? One of the senior members who can help you regarding this, okay? So just be on the line for a sec. Okay, dear?
Yes.
Not get worried. I'm going to have some word with the senior technical team and they are going to have some word with you. Okay?
Oh,
be on the line.
Okay.
Thank you, dear. Be on the line.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you for holding the line, ma'am. You there?
Yes.
Okay, and I just got an update, ma'am. We found one more location, okay, from where the account has been accessed. And the location is coming from Nigeria. So have you ever been to Nigeria in the past, ma'am?
No.
No, okay. So three locations has found yet from where the account has been accessed. One is from Nigeria, second is from Indonesia, third is from South Africa. So none of the country.
So
okay.
Should I stop my card? Will I stop my card?
No, don't do anything. First, let me know. Do you do any sort of, you do online shopping from the mobile phone, right?
Yes. But only in Australia, not overseas.
I understand, ma'am. I understand. But
yes.
The thing, yeah. And apart from online shopping, do you do any sort of online banking or checking the statement?
No.
From your mobile?
No, not often, no.
Often, but you had done, right?
Yes.
Okay, not an issue. So in that case, not an issue, just be on the line. I'm going to transfer this call to one of the senior engineer, okay? Just be on the line. Thank you.
Thank you.
Be on the line.
Thank you for holding the line. This is Alex William. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Good to hear that, madam. So right now, we have come to the end that there is a fraudulent charge has been made from your eBay account. That is the reason you got the confirmation. So
yes.
Are you talking with me on speaker, madam?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can't get to the speaker now. How do I get to the speaker now? I don't know when I'll get a call.
Okay. Do you see my number on the screen right now? Do you see that, madam?
No, there's no number.
Okay. What can you see on your cell phone screen? Can you let me know?
Well, I had AnyDesk on, but I've taken it off now.
Okay. Where do you see? What do you see exactly on the AnyDesk? Could you please let me know?
It's where the search button is.
Okay.
Like apart on thing.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, not a problem. Apart from this cell phone, do you use any computer or a laptop?
Yes, I use a laptop.
laptop. Okay, not
iPad, an iPad.
Oh,
yes.
You have an iPad. It's an Apple iPad you are using?
Yes.
So which device you mostly use? Like you use your iPad or you use your iPhone?
No, I use my iPhone, but on my iPad I watch series, like stories, you know, movies,
okay,
films,
okay,
like
definitely.
That, series.
I completely
yes.
understand that.
Yes.
Okay, not a problem. What you need to do, you are not, can you put me on speaker, try to, at the left top corner, on the left hand side, very top corner, just look, there
yes.
will be a green icon type, call logo. You need to click on that and you will get to see my number page, where you are talking to with me.
Yeah, just search again.
No, not that one.
No.
On the very left top corner, look on the very left-hand side top corner, is that an iPhone? So on the left top corner, there will be a small icon in a green color in the corner. You see that?
No, there isn't. There's only the time on the left.
Yeah. And just hold for a moment, the time will change to green color icon. Then you just be in front of that, and when you see any green color comes up or any logo comes up for a phone, you need to click on that, touch on that. Or can you try to touch on the time? Try to touch on the time. Okay, not a problem. Leave that as it is. Leave that as it is. Okay. Now,
yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Now, at the right down bottom corner, you can see the search. That's correct? Do you see that?
Yeah. I'll press search.
Yes, press that search. Now, you need to type on the search bar once again any text at the very top.
Okay.
And do you see the get option comes up on the any text once again?
Yeah, I searched it.
Yeah, and do you see get on the any text?
AnyDesk. Do you want, is AnyDesk a Safari or AnyDesk?
AnyDesk remote, remote desktop. AnyDesk remote desktop.
Yep, will I press get?
Yes, press on get.
Yep, then install.
Yes, install. Now, over there, do you don't remember your Apple ID and the password?
Yeah, no, I put it in, but it wouldn't take it.
Okay,
yeah,
not a problem. I will help you out. The Apple ID is already given. That's correct over there? You can see the Apple ID is... Okay. Do you see any option which says forgot password just below that? Install?
Yeah, forget password, yes.
Click on that one. Now, it will ask for your passcode.
Yep.
Whenever you unlock your phone, you put a passcode. You need to put that passcode.
Oh, I'll put my phone number in?
No, not your... it is asking for your phone number first?
Yes.
Yes, put your phone number then. Put your phone number.
Okay, I put it in, I put done, and then it said account recovery requested.
Account recovery requested. And do you see any option comes up which says change password?
We went back to sign in with ID.
Okay, and you don't see any option which says change password?
No. You know what, why don't you give me which card I've used and then I can stop my card, credit card.
Right now, Yeah, ma'am. Right now, this is a fraudulent charge, and this is a recorded line, so yes. None of the financial or the personal information will be revealed over this phone call, because this call has been recorded for training and quality purpose, madam. So minimize this page down first, minimize this page, and open up the settings from your cell phone. Can you please open up the settings?
Okay.
It will be, yes.
I have got settings, yes.
Now, at the very top on the settings, do you see your name written?
Yes.
Yeah, click on the name.
Yes.
Now, after giving the click on the name, do you see four options comes up? Name, phone number, email, password and security, and etc. below that?
Yes. Yes.
So, give a click on password and security.
Now, it says now sign into iCloud.
Did you click on password and security?
Yes.
Yes. Now, after giving the click on...
Sign into iCloud.
And you don't see any option comes up at the very top which says change password?
No.
At the very... No? Okay, put... can you just put your email address which you have on the Apple ID on that application you have seen and try to put the password over there as well? Your email address and the password.
For the iCloud? For the iCloud?
Yes.
My email is under the Apple ID.
Yes, that's it. Your Apple ID. Yes,
it's already on there. So will I put it in? Type it in?
No. It is already in there. Then do not type it. Just type a password then. Try to type your password.
All right. You know what? I think my son has changed my Apple number.
Okay. I do believe you have just signed in with the iPad as well. It will be on your iPad. Be handy with the iPad first.
Okay. One moment. And do I have to go into security in there?
No.
Or?
Yes. Go on the settings first. Yeah. Go on the settings.
Oh, okay. It says to sign in with iPad, I think.
It is not written your name or your son's name or any other's name at the very top.
No, my name.
Yeah. Do you see your name over there at the very top?
Yes.
Click on your name.
Oh, wait a minute. All right, you know what? I'm going to stop now and just see what I can do, okay?
Just hold for a moment. Let me check that for you. Just hold for a moment.
Can you tell me which card you used or no?
Sorry?
Can I know which credit card was used?
I told you at the very beginning, ma'am, and right now I'm telling
you. Well, I'm
going to
check my credit cards and see what's been taken out.
No. Right now, it will be not taken out because it takes 24 hours to put on your statement. It will come within 24 hours. But the
money but why did it show up if anything is bought?
Sorry?
Will it be, why not show if anything's been bought? If anything's been bought, why not show on the account if I look it up?
Right now, if you want, right now, this is a recorded line, ma'am.